have your Bibles tonight, please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. And if I had to pick 10 chapters in the Bible that are my favorite chapters, this would be one of them. This is a great chapter. This deals with King Saul. And let me just take a few minutes and tell the story, and then we'll go from verse to verse or read a few of the verses. King Saul was the first king of Israel. God gave him a specific command to kill all of the Amalekites because the Bible says that the Amalekites were wicked people. Look, if you would, at verse 18. It says, "The Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed." In verse 33, it says, "And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless," meaning the Amalekites, "that you've made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women." And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. So the Amalekites were a wicked people. Now some people say, well, why would God kill everybody? And I would just say the main reason is, be careful not to let sentiment get in front of reality here. This was a wicked people. These were descendants of Esau. They hated the Jews. They hated Israel. They had tried not only to defeat them in battle, they had tried to annihilate them. So after hundreds of years, they had rejected God. Their wars were more than just wars. They were against Almighty God. And God wanted them completely destroyed. So God says to King Saul, "I want you to go to the Amalekites, and I want every living soul destroyed. I want every animal destroyed, everyone." So Saul went, he took a large army with him, and he partially obeyed. He killed all the Amalekites, but he did not kill King Agag. He killed most of the animals, but he saved some of the best animals. And this is important because what God calls evil, we should not call good. And God said, this is a wicked people. I want them totally destroyed. And then Saul comes back later and says, well, I saved the best animals. And I'm just saying, biblically, God said they're all wicked. I don't want any of them spared. And Saul says, well, I saved the best ones. Well, there are none that are best when God has condemned them all. So Saul partially obeys. Okay? And in the end, it's going to cost him his kingdom, his character, his throne. Ultimately, it's going to cost him his self-control, his common sense, and then finally his life. But he's going to cease to be the king of Israel because of his sin. And the sin here is one of partial obedience. Partially obedient. You know, I don't think anyone here would say, if you had just a direct question, you don't want to fail God in the end because you just partially obeyed. And that's what Saul did here. So let's go to verse 3. It says, "Now go and smite the Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." Verse 7. "And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. And Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and of the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuge that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night." Now, remember this verse in Genesis chapter 12? The Bible says, I will bless them, chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless the seed of Abraham. And I will what? I will curse them that curse the seed of Abraham. If you do a Bible study on nations that cursed Israel, you'll find that God over and over and over utterly destroys them. And that's the situation here with the Amalekites. They had cursed Israel. They had fought against them for hundreds of years. They had tried to destroy them. So here we find God finally says to King Saul, I want them to be destroyed. Okay? Hold your place here and turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, I want to show you a verse, verse 28. The question here becomes, it becomes one of serving God acceptably. Is the way you're living for Christ acceptable to God? It may be acceptable to us, but is it acceptable to God? In Hebrews 12, 28, it says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. You know this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says that one day we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For believers, it'll be the Bema judgment seat. Stand before a living God and give an account for how we lived after we got saved. So the big question will be, did you serve God acceptably? And God says our motive will be judged. Our faithfulness will be judged. Were we faithful with what God had us to do? Were we doing it for the right reason? Were we faithful with it? Did we do our duty? And it says here that we must serve God acceptably. So serving God, there's a right way, there's a right time, there's a right motive. If I could change anything in my Christian life, it would be that I would have gotten saved sooner and that I would have gotten started living the Christian life sooner. Because when I got saved, I never went to church for about 4 years. I mean, I went a handful of times, but I really didn't start going to church till about 4 years after I got saved. I wish I would have gotten saved at a younger age. I wish I would have started serving God, become more faithful more quickly, because I feel like I had some years there that I kind of floundered away. And I don't think those years were acceptable to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, look at verse 12, or verse 13. It says, and Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of God. He lies here. He says, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. He lies again in verse 21. Watch this. Verse 21 says, but the people took the spoil, the sheep, the oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. Verse 13, he says, I have done what God told me to do. That was a lie. And then in verse 21, he blames the people. It was the people's fault. The people, the soldiers, did not kill all the animals. And he blames them. Now, you know what? Spiritually, and just as a principle of life, learn how to take responsibility for your life. I will give an account as a pastor. I'll give an account as an individual Christian person. But not one of you will be able to stand at the throne of God and say, I failed because of Pastor Marin. You will not be able to use that as an excuse. I may totally fail. If I totally fail, you still cannot use that as an excuse for not living a Christian life. Do you understand? If you all fail, or half of you fail, or 10% of you fail, I cannot use that. I can't go to the throne of God someday and say, well, you know, Lord, I gave up or I quit because I had so many people that quit. You and I will stand before God, give an account of our life, and we will not be able to blame another person. You won't be able to blame your wife, won't be able to blame your husband. You will give an account for
for the way you personally lived. Saul here fails. One, he lies. He lied about performing the duty that what God had told him to do, and then he blamed other people. Verse 14 says, "And Samuel said, What meanest then the bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" Samuel says, "Well, if you killed all the animals, why can I hear the sheep in the background? Why do I hear the oxen? Obviously, you didn't obey." Verse 15, "And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed." Here again, he blames the people. The people did it. All right? Verse 16, "Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you not obey the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord?" Verse 20. "And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed." He lies again. "I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." And now here again, verse 21, he blames the people. "But the people took the spoil, the sheep and the oxen. And it says they took them to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal." He kind of gives a weak answer here. "Well, you know, we saved the best sheep, the best oxen, so we could make a sacrifice to the Lord." But watch what the Lord says about sacrifice. Verse 22, "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." It's better to obey the Lord Jesus Christ than to make a great sacrifice. You are better off, you would be better off just to obey Him tonight than to give a $10,000 gift. Unless that's part of you obeying. You're better off obeying than to come here and work for hour after hour after hour giving your time. Just obey Him. And you know what? The Christian life is not that difficult. What we have to do, though, is just obey. Just obey. Obey Him. We sing the song, "Trust and Obey," when I walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. Trust Him and obey. Read verse 22 again. "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices." Now, he's not saying that burnt offerings and sacrifices were wrong. That's what the Jews, that's how they were to worship. So they weren't wrong. He's just saying it's better to obey than to sacrifice. Verse 23, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." So he's saying here Saul was rebellious, and stubbornness or arrogance is as iniquity and idolatry. "Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He has also rejected thee from being king."